Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for September the 14th, 2017. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements. Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Spranger.
Here.
Bollinger.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to determine the zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to view the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at this meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the August 10th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Spranger.
Yep.
Bollinger.
Yes. We have four items tonight, of which one has been withdrawn. Case A and B, we'll discuss them together, but I think we'll vote on them individually. Okay? Case 17-066 is Lot 3, Interstate 74, Technology Park, 5th Edition, a C6 District. A request for a variance to allow parking in a required front yard adjacent to Tanglefoot Lane, submitted by Strategic Behavior Health, case number 17-069 at Lot 3, Interstate 74, Technology Park, 5th Edition, a C6 District, a request for a variance to allow parking in the required front yard adjacent to Interstate 74, submitted by Strategic Behavior Health. And is there an affidavit for these two for publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John.
The site is located on the north side of Tanglefoot. It's the westernmost terminus. The site is basically adjacent to Interstate 74 and north of Tanglefoot Lane. Strategic Behavioral Health will be building a new hospital on the site. This is a representation of a site plan that will be moving forward. As part of the site plan, there is parking all the way around the site, and the two issues before you this evening, number one is the parking adjacent to Tanglefoot Lane, that is case 66, and then that would be this area here, and then the second case 69, is the parking adjacent to I-74. The site currently has two zoning districts. This is the outline of the same property. As you can see, part of it is a C3 district, the other part is a C6 district. It's currently undergoing the procedure to have the entirety of the property switched over to C3. Beginning first with the parking adjacent to Tanglefoot Lane, only about 6 feet of those parking spaces adjacent to Tanglefoot Lane are within the required C6 setback. Once this property is rezoned, the proper setback will be the yellow area that's shown on the graphic before you, and as you can see, all of those spaces will conform with the zoning requirements. This variance basically won't be needed once the rezoning is over, but it gives the developer a comfort feeling going ahead, knowing that they can proceed at this time, that everything would be conforming. And then the second case is the parking adjacent to I-74. Although it is at zero setback right now, as you can see, that yellow line adjacent to Interstate 74 is at almost every part at least 100 feet away from the paved portion of Interstate 74. Staff feels that the intent of the separation issue is being maintained here if the variance is granted, and from a standpoint of any adverse impact, we do not see that there would be any adverse impact. And given the totality of how the site will develop, where the parking is being situated seems to be a logical place to place it for both allowing maximum parking around the hospital and reasonable access all the way around the facility for people using the facility and for emergency vehicles. I believe that summarizes the two cases before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this proposal on either item? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this proposal on either item? Seeing none, is discussion among the board?
I just have one question, John. Can they build their hospital in C6?
It would be an appropriate, yes.
It is appropriate.
Yes.
So there is an issue before us.
I'm sorry, sir?
There is an issue before us then. In other words, they could build the hospital in C6.
Yes, that's correct.
So if we give them a variance, they could build the hospital with the variance.
Okay. It's only the setback. Well, I should explain. The C6 has a 50-foot front setback.
Correct.
So that's why the parking is in, technically, it's not in compliance because it hasn't gone through the rezoning yet. The C3 has a 20-foot setback, and most of this parking, with the exception of the parking adjacent to I-74, will be compliant.
Has the application for the rezoning taken place?
Yes.
It actually was recommended for approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have the public hearing and first reading set up for next Tuesday at council.
Okay.
And there will be a 20-foot grass space in the front along Tangle.
Well, there'll be more than 20 foot. It'd be approximately 54 feet of grass green space in between the parking and the paved portion of Tanglefoot Lane.
And the existing building there, John, is that why is that encompassed into this? Is that going to be part of
it? Was at one time, actually it is not the existing building. It was considered to be a future building that has been pulled, and that's why case 17-071 has been withdrawn, because staff had considerable discussions with the developers, and we suggested that be pulled.
Okay.
That will not be an issue.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I move we approve case 17-066.
Is there a second?
Second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yep.
Bolliger?
Yes. And case 17-066 has been approved. Case 17-069, is there a motion on that?
I'll make a motion, I guess, to approve 17-069.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Would you call the roll?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 17-069 is also approved. Case 17-071, Lot 3, Interstate 74, Technical Park Edition has been withdrawn. Case 17-073, 3665 Devil's Glen Road, an A1 district. It's a request for an expansion of a non-existing use of an outdoor storage units submitted by Build to Suit. Kevin Kellner, is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The site is located just southeast of Tanglefoot Lane and Devil's Glen Road. It involves the self-storage units, I believe, that you're all aware of. They would like to make a small expansion on the south side of the smallest building being displayed. This is a representation of how that expansion would look and the area at which it would occupy. This is a little different case to bring before you. This is obviously an expansion of the building and an expansion of the site. What you're being asked is this an expansion of the original use? Back in 2007, the board confirmed the zoning administrator's decision that converting the original outdoor storage to this indoor storage was not an expansion of the use on the property, and in fact there was considerable discussion by the board indicating that they thought it was softening the use of the property by taking the outdoor storage to indoor storage. So now the developer comes to you today and would like to make a small expansion on the southernmost building, which I believe is the smallest building on site. And the question before you is, do you still feel that this is not expanding the original 2007 use. The use going from non-buffered outdoor storage to what we have today, a indoor storage unit. The use cannot be expanded because it's a non-conforming use. So that's the question before you. Is the building expansion a expansion of the use compared to the 2007 situation?
It's a continuation of the existing use, in other words.
Continuation of the existing use. It's certainly a expansion of the indoor storage use right now. But that's not the comparison. The comparison is you originally said it was not an expansion of what existed previously. Did I muddle that up, Mr. Gallagher?
I got you.
It's certainly an improvement.
Very cloudy.
Major improvement from what it originally was.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a question from the board? I have a question. Is 26 feet adequate for those folks that store there? And I assume this is going to be a single item storage unit.
There's other items going on right now. There's going to be an additional purchase of land on the south side. It will conform to the setback requirements.
But is there adequate room for people to turn around in there with 26 feet? That was a question that I had, John. Yeah.
The 26 feet is...
adequate?
The 26 feet is if that property line remained where it is today. It's not going to remain where it is today.
Okay.
It's going to go farther south.
Okay.
I don't know the exact number. How far? What's far?
I don't know, but I think an important thing to remember here is this building addition is going to be on the original lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kellner has purchased the detention pond to the south, and he's going to plat a little bit of that detention pond into this just for the setback requirement, not so he can build the structure.
Okay.
I guess I would ask a question of staff. Actually, not of staff, but I think of city attorney who happens to be present. Since none of the current members were on the board of adjustment at the time that this actually went through, I would like to defer personally to the city attorney's judgment in terms of whether or not his legal opinion is that this is in keeping with the original.
Sure. And I've looked at it, and I think John did a good job of setting up the issue, which is really what are you comparing? And when you're comparing the original grandfathered in non-conforming use to what's proposed here, it's not an expansion of the original non-conforming use. So there is, it gets a little muddled when you talk about there's an expansion to a facility, but when you're really comparing the original grandfathered in non-conforming use, which was outdoor storage, to indoor storage, it's a continuation of what was previously determined to be a continuation. So it's the comparison. We're not comparing it to what was decided in 2007. We're comparing to the original grandfathered in non-conforming use. So it's really a matter of what you're comparing. And because of that, I'm comfortable that it's a continuation, not an expansion.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
No, that cleared it up.
Is there a motion?
I'm comfortable with the explanation that we just received, so I would like to make a motion that we pass and approve case 17073 at 3665 Devil's Glen Road for the expansion of the non-conforming use.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Paul?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Briner?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 17-073 at 3665 Devil Glen Road has been approved. Case 17-074, 2515 53rd Avenue, C2 District, its request for a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area submitted by Devin Hill. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
The site is located at the southeast corner of 53rd Avenue and 18th Street. It involves the easternmost unit of the L-shaped building. The site is being pointed out to you in the graphic currently being displayed. And again, this is the individual unit that will be purchased and converted into a restaurant bar type of a business. The issue before you this evening is the allowing of an outdoor service area. They would like to place an outdoor service area on the east side of the unit. This being the front entrance here, and the yellow being the east side. As you can see, the outdoor service area, both combined the covered outdoor seating and the patio seating, is approximately the same square footage, at least from what has been supplied to staff, as the indoor square footage. Rather unique situation. This will have what's called a seasonal bar. For lack of better description, I characterize it as the wall having like garage door type feature that opens up, and then the interior of the restaurant bar actually opens out onto the patio and outdoor service area. This is a illustration of where the outdoor service area would be and its approximate scope and size in relationship to the adjoining residential neighborhood. This is the concept I was trying to describe to you, and it actually will have a pass-through bar feature built into it where there would be bar service on each side, the indoor side and the outdoor side, that is unique from the other approvals that you've had for outdoor seating. Certainly at other places, then they're not only taking their food out, they're also taking drinks out, but this actually has a pass-through bar that will have bar seating on the outdoor as well. One of the neighbors has supplied staff with a photo from their second floor bedroom window showing where that outdoor service area would be in relationship to the neighbor's house. In the past, the board has denied an outdoor service area at the clubhouse, as you'll recall. That outdoor service area was somewhere in that area right there. And then they later came back and asked for the same up there. The board felt that that business had evolved from what it originally was considered to be. Initially, it was supposed to be like a simulated indoor golf facility, and over time, it was felt that it had evolved into simply being mostly a bar, and the board felt it was inappropriate to have that type of outdoor service areas connected to the clubhouse, and it was denied. We have received letters of opposition from two neighbors. They should be supplied to all of the board members at your seats. One is from Jenny Taranas at 5153 Brentwood Drive. Another letter was from John and Paulette Sheets at 5247 Brentwood Drive. We also, just before coming to the meeting, we received a letter from Sean Langen, and that should also be at your places at the dais. Once this became apparent that this was coming before the board, staff did encourage the applicants to hold a neighborhood meeting. We even supplied the applicant with all of the addresses of the neighbors on the north side of Lindenwood. At this time, I don't know if a neighborhood meeting has taken place or not. I believe that summarizes the case before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, John. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
This lot is still buildable next to this property, is it not?
Over here?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's all buildable. And has there been any indication of any screening of something on the backside of this toward the residential area?
For this proposal?
Yes.
I have not received anything to that effect.
Just a question.
I just want to go on record, Mr. Chairman. Before we begin discussion or presentation of this, I need to abstain from this particular case due to a perceived potential conflict of interest.
Okay, Dave.
So I
thank
will be
you.
Voting present, okay. But not involved in the discussion.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go back to the podium, please, and state your name and address?
Hi, my name is Heather Hayes. I'm here representing Hampton Investment Group. I have Hampton has investments in real estate, retail space, and also restaurants. I'd like to provide an overview. I know, John, you provided some information about the concept of here, so here I'd like to provide an overview of the Hampton Restaurant and Bar, and also as well as request permission for the outdoor service area. You can go to the next slide. So the overview here, a few things that I'd like to highlight. So the location is in Crow Ridge Plaza, as John mentioned, and it's approximately, the space is approximately 2,000 square feet. The outdoor service area is approximately about 820 square feet. Our plan is to have this as a moderately upscale restaurant and bar, targeting towards families and singles and business clientele. We will have multiple dining options, as John has mentioned, with indoor seating, and then also with the bar, and then seasonal bar and outdoor seating. So we think this unique concept will be a great asset to the Bettendorf area and also the surrounding Quad City area. A couple highlights of our operations. So we are planning to be open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. till midnight, and then Sunday, noon until 9. These hours of operation obviously will provide lunch and dinner. American-inspired plates, approximately $25 per plate for dinner, $20 and under for lunch. With the small square foot, as was mentioned, we're looking about approximately 50 seats inside, which is including the bar, and 25 seats outside with the patio area. John has shared this layout, so this is the overall concept. I don't think a couple things to highlight. You know, I do understand there are some concerns with the residents being close by. I know with the property being approximately 65 feet and an actual resident being 120 feet. If you go to the next page, the layout of the patio, so like I said, it's supposed to be a casual environment. I know the previous, you know, the concerns with the noise. I don't think this is just going to be a typical restaurant. We'll have bench seating and then also more intimate seating there and maybe a little casual area with a fireplace and then the bar seating. That's the proposed layout. And then the next page, a couple pages here, just a couple images here to just to get a look and feel. So with the pass-through bar, so there's a couple options. You can do the slide windows or you can do the garage doors. Just allow the customers to have the feel of, you know, being at a bar outside and enjoying the weather. There will be some type of awning or coverage to protect them from the elements. The next page is my last page here, just to show the ambiance here. So if people are there in the evening, we'll have some lighting. So like I said, a really nice ambiance here, the bench seating here, comfortable seating, and then the lounge area. So we do believe with this unique dining, you know, experience, this would be a great asset to the Bettendorf area, and not a nuisance to the residents.
Very impressive looking. Thank you. Yeah. Did you have anything else, ma'am?
No. Is there any questions for me?
Do you have any questions for the lady?
No.
No.
Not
yes. This item, not this time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is anyone else wish to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
Hi, guys. Tyler Driever. I actually sent the picture, 2536 Lindenwood Drive. It's easier if I just write it down and then I just read from it. I said, well, here we are again fighting yet another special use permit for outdoor alcohol service. I'll just get right to my point. You've allowed outdoor alcohol sales and service for Crust. You've allowed it for Central Standard. Why, if you allow it for those, why would you not allow it for Hampton? Simple. Location, location, location. The patio, as she said, Heather said, was 65 feet from the property line. The Crust patio that they have is much farther away that you guys allowed is, I don't have the distance, but it's a lot farther away towards 53rd Street. Central Standard, they have a site configuration that puts the patio on the north side of the business away from the residences. And during the Crust Board of Adjustment meeting for their patio, Mr. Sankson, I think it's Sankson, I'm not sure how to say your last name, stated that each decision is made individually based on a different factor such as proximity to residences, adding that the proposed outdoor patio for the clubhouse was denied because it was much nearer to homes. When Central Standard applied for their patio, the developer himself stated that he made a conscious decision to locate the patio as far from the residence as possible, and that the configuration of the new building site meant that there would be no parking spaces in the rear of the lot, adding that this will prevent employees and customers from congregating there. During the same meeting for Central Standard, Board Member Falk stated in his opinion the residents on Lindenwood Drive will be completely shielded from the proposed outdoor service area by the berm, landscaping fence, and the building itself. And if you could put that picture I had up there of the second story window, right there. That's my 12-year-old's bedroom. Right here in front of me, that's Alex. That's Jake. He's a six-year-old. As you can see, their windows, they will not be shielded in any way by the berm, landscaping fence, or the building. I have been to Crust. I have been to Central Standard. We, from Crust Patio, we hear it occasionally. It's not been overbearing. They've had some outdoor live bands that have been, you know, a problem. We can hear them. But it's not oppressive. It's not coming in. Like, if our windows were open, we would be able to hear it. This, simple as that, location, location, location. It just, it can't be allowed. I'm also concerned by the unique nature of the indoor-outdoor garage-style service area. This configuration will only amplify the noise coming from the site, allowing not only the outdoor noise from the patio, but the indoor noise is going to let it right out the big open windows there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Go to the podium, please, and state your name and address.
My name is David Nankable. I'm 2470 Lindenwood Drive. We were the ones that backed on basically directly to the clubhouse. So we basically got our phone on auto-dial to the police station because of noise. And I do not see how this, especially for our neighbors, will decrease that volume of calls in any way whatsoever. So we are once bitten, twice shy. As in, the only time that we get together, the city council, as a neighborhood, is when we have these variances and applications come up. I feel that we do not get respect as a neighborhood owning very nice single family homes. There's plenty of other areas in the Bettendorf area that we would see a business of this type that would not back onto a single family home. I would plead that the proposers for this business look at that and respect the neighborhood that they're trying to get into. We also have residual issues, and I think that some of the neighbors would agree to this, that people drinking are uncontrollable. And we've seen that in the past with various remnants of party nights coming across fences, and that can be quite disgusting at times. I do not want to be in a situation where we're revisiting situations we've had in the past. So I really feel, and the other thing that there was already a comment about the neighborhood area there that has not been built onto. When we came into this area to buy the house, we went to the city. It was completely undeveloped in this area. The indication at that time was, the thought from the developer was that they were going to put a adjoining L-shaped property to the east of the current. If that happens anytime in the future, it will do nothing but channel noise through that avenue and take it right back on a north and south. That would not be anything that any of us would be interested in, and I'm sure that you'll get visits at the city council if that ever came about. So, Tyler said something about the location, location, location. These are the reasons why, as single family owners, house owners, we bought into this residence. We had everything going for us, and we have no problem with our standard neighbors. The other retail and commercial properties in there are great neighbors. I know Crust has had some issues over the past, but they also do a great job in trying to curtail any bad activities. The other thing, when I go across to Central Standard, I see the fences and other garbage. There's like a garbage area, so they've done stuff to isolate themselves, and we already heard Tyler talk about that. We don't hear anything from this proposed development that would help any isolationist activity at all, and I really feel that this is not a situation that is of benefit to your current Bettendorf residents. The ones that are already paying taxes have been in here, and unfortunately, you only, like I said, you only get to see us when we have a problem. This to us is a problem.
Where's your house located from the back of this, sir?
About where the R is, to the left of the R.
Over
right
there. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Does the traffic behind you bother you from the back of that residence? Or
no. We've had a semi now truck parked there because of the butcher that's moved in. He has parked there. Sometimes he does night activities when he does that mobile truck thing. He comes back at night, then they have clean up and all the rest of it. We're in a position, we don't have young children at the house anymore. However, our neighbors do. So they can sometimes be pulling in there 8, 9 o'clock. The other thing too is they have activities during the weekends, and that may even be late at night as well. So when that semi comes in there, and there's also staff involved, there's quite often the noise of the nice bass speakers on the cars and that. So that parking lot does create issues for us. And I can't see having this bar open till midnight on a Saturday night. I know that's early for a bar. But as a restaurant, you know, we have other restaurants in the area. We've had Sensation there. We've got the Mexican place. But if you ever frequent around Habaneros, yeah, they're quite often well closed by 9 o'clock at night, especially during the week. They seem to take their last customer like 8:30, and they're done. So they are actually, like I said, a respectful, good neighbor, and they are that much further away from our residences.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak? You want to speak in favor of this, ma'am?
I just wanted to ask, would it be possible that we ask for a continuous and reevaluate our concept? That may be more pleasing.
We can defer it, yes.
We can defer it.
Yeah. We can
then
defer.
Then we might have a full quorum, too.
Yeah.
Chris might be here then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there, would you like us to make a motion to defer this to the next month's meeting? Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
I have a question with regards to a deference.
Would you go to the podium, please, and state your name and that?
Martha Nankavell, 2470 Lindenwood Drive. Well, sorry. If we defer, can we continue to put things on the public record?
Can we what?
Sure.
This evening, will we still be putting things on the public record?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah.
And you can answer her.
Yeah. It'll still be an open meeting next month.
Well, I have more to say if you're, I thought you had to continue your business.
Oh.
Do you want to speak next?
Can't hear.
The microphone is not in the right spot.
No.
It's like, we'd like to have a request to not defer.
because we keep getting put off. My name is Kelly Meyer. I'm at 2459 Lindenwood Drive, Bettendorf, Iowa. We have gotten put off and put off every time we come to these meetings. So our request is to not defer.
Okay. That's your decision, I guess. That's fine.
So that is the board's decision to make your motion, but we're here and we'd like to continue with our concerns.
Want to make a motion?
It's the business indicator that would like a deferral. Let's ask our city attorney on this question and see what's the right thing to do here.
He's going to quit coming to these meetings.
I think the motion to, I think you can defer, there can be a motion to defer, but I think it would make sense if people want to stay and make statements on the record, that would be allowable.
You want to state your opinion for or against this, so you'd be in the record, so we'd
be in the record for the next meeting.
Great. I have no problem being in the record ever, so I will continue, and then Mimi, you can come back up, all right? Okay, again, my name is Kelly Meyer. I'm at 2459 Lindenwood Drive. I'm actually across the street from there, so my back door is not right on the patio here, but I still have concerns. I'm going to read a partial list of businesses in the Quad City area that have outdoor patios. Governor's, Treehouse, Waterfront Deli, Granite City, R-Bar, Hilton Garden, Driftwood, Sippies, Crust, Tantra, Granite City, Habaneros. What most of these have in common is they are not right next to resident. They're not next to single-family homes. If you look at Governor's, Treehouse, Waterfront Deli, they're all on main roads in the Quad Cities. We are not talking right on top of single-family residents who pay taxes, who have children that have to get up and go to school the next day, that have to get up and do activities. So I would like to submit that when we had complaints about the clubhouse, it started with people going out the back door just because they wanted to get a smoke because of the Iowa no smoking law. That was 3 to 4 people, maybe 5 or 6 at a time. And that was considered too loud that the city forced the clubhouse to put a lock on that door to keep people from being able to go out the back and being able to get back in. If 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 people standing outside having a smoke, having a cocktail are going to be too loud for the residents, what are 25 people sitting around a campfire having drinks passed in and out of a building, what kind of noise is that going to be bringing? You know, we've already addressed that. We've had many, many phone calls, as David said, going to the police department. So the last time the clubhouse had filed for the patio, this variance was turned down by the city. So because it was too close to the residents. So logically, you have to think about, if we turned it down then, why are we considering it now? So the atmosphere of this specific facility is designed. This is a bar slash restaurant. Great. One of my questions would be, what kind of percentage are we talking, food versus liquor?
Higher percentage of food.
It's a mid-scale restaurant. However, as we can see from her patio design, people don't put a fire out if people don't want them to come and hang out a lot of years. We're not having a pass-through bar, and I get it. You're in it for business. I get it. I appreciate that. So they're going to make money the longer people stick around. Everybody's gone and had a backyard barbecue, and guess what happened? You get a couple of drinks in you. Maybe some people are smoking cigarettes. The longer you stay, the louder you get. And we have children. We have these kids right here sitting right on that behind them. So I agree with Tyler in that I think that pass-through bar is just going to amplify noise from back and forth. We haven't even had a chance to ask you about what your music situation is going to be. So, I mean, these are all things that I think are very serious considerations. There was a question asked by someone on the board about the traffic noises. Like I said, I'm across the street, and 5 a.m., 6 a.m., somewhere between the 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., was it on Monday mornings? There's a dumpster pickup, wakes us up every single week. It's really annoying. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like having a lot of people spending, 25 people or more, spending outside, again, loud noise. Because it's not like the waitstaff's going to be like, oh, shh, got to be quiet because the kids are in bed. It's after 8. So that's why I have serious concerns about this being an addition to our neighborhood in Bettendorf, not about being in the city of Bettendorf, but this close, 65 feet from our neighbor's yards, 120 feet from children's bedrooms. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
And Mr. Chairman, just to clarify the previous procedural issue, I think the applicant has made a request for deferral. I think it's certainly in your purview to make a motion to defer. It's your choice then to continue to listen, but certainly if there is going to be additional buffers or other issues that the applicant might bring that might, you know, affect sort of what the comments would be. So again, I think it's up to you to as to whether you want to, how you want to handle the motion to defer. But I just want to make that clear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Your name and address?
Yes, sir. My name is Mike Porter. I'm at 2558 Lindenwood Drive. My house is directly behind the patio, right next to Tyler. Tyler said location, location, location. And my three words are going to be buffer, buffer, buffer. I think you look at this. I don't think I'd mind Heather's restaurant bar inside the building, but not outside. I don't believe a patio next to residential and having a variance and having a board of adjustment look at that and have a variance for that would be even it's not sensible. It's not good for the neighbors. And I think most of my neighbors outlined, you know, about every issue that I'd like to discuss. So I'm not going to rehash that. But I will say this, noise is an issue right now. Without, again, 25 people or 50 people being outside, just the water breaks and the smokes outside, we can hear the people talking. They have cars that have stereos. When it's warmed up and the winter's going on, they crank it up and you can hear. It's right next to the neighborhood. We have a trash person that comes in between 5 and 6 every morning. My bedroom's on the north side of the house. It's not a bad deal there, but you go to the south side and, by gosh, you can hear it every morning. We've got trash blowing around, neighbors picking it up. We've got just a bad situation many times allowing R1 residential to be, you know, right next to commercial. It was allowed. We're going to certainly have it. We can't, get rid of the development behind us, but it's there. So let's not allow a variance to have a neighborhood, you know, affected by an outside patio. I just can't believe that the Board of Adjustment would even defer it. I don't think she can provide any kind of buffer for an outside patio that would certainly be acceptable to anybody in the audience. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any other newer concepts that you'd consider for another meeting to put forward for this proposal? Or would you just bring back the same item?
We can reevaluate and bring back some other concepts and talk about what other technology and buffer zones for the noise. It is not, I totally understand your guys' concern. I do, I get it. I have children myself, and I would not bring this in if I didn't think it was going to add value. And I do not want to, you know, that is not our intent to bring this deterrent to your area, your neighborhood. I want to enable it and create, you know, a value. I want you to be able to come here and be, have a family-oriented. You mentioned about the music. It'll be soft music in the restaurants. I mean, there's not going to be any loud, blaring, you know, blaring music outside the patio. Yes, there will be noise of people talking, of just normal people having conversations and congregating. We can look into how we can, with some technology, how can we buffer that noise, and so you guys would not hear that. We can alter the times of when the patio is open, so there's, you know, reasonable hours, so it's not going into, you know, it's not our intent. It's not going to be a big party place like the clubhouses. That is not our intent at all. And so we can come back and reevaluate what options we have out there to create a buffer, adjust the times, and some other, you know, things that we can do.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Sherman?
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Was there a neighborhood meeting?
Pardon me?
Was there a neighborhood meeting?
We reached out to the neighbors.
I asked you if there was a neighborhood meeting. Okay, thank you.
We have addresses of the neighbors. We sent them a flyer, sending additional information, provided our contact information. One neighbor did call me, and then I followed up a phone call asking, you know, I don't have contact to schedule a meeting with them. I could send out another, you know, flyer saying come on this date, but...
If I may suggest, a little presentation that you were giving to the people that showed up at the audience, that's what needs to happen in a neighborhood meeting. When you send out a flyer, you get one phone call, I get 20. So please let this be a learning experience for you. And if you do want to come back with some proposals, please sit down with the neighborhood. Okay.
I agree with Mr. Connors about that, but unfortunately with the site of this building, there's really nothing that can be done. It's a very narrow building, and honestly, if they want to put a patio on the front side where the building would block it like Central Standard has, it's not a problem. I've talked to the guys on Lindenwood on that side, and they said it has not been horrible. So they can hear things, but the patio is on the north side of the building, blocked by the entire building. The configuration of this site, they don't have that. There's not a way to put any sort of block, building, anything on that. It's too narrow, and the whatever they come back with is going to be the same thing.
I say we just make a motion to defer it. I mean,
well, can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead, ma'am.
My name is Lori Huser. I'm 2514, and I'm right next to Tyler's house. Can you give us feedback on what you feel about this proposal? Just because the neighborhood's kind of in a level of anxiety, and we kind of want to have an idea of where you guys are feeling of what is appropriate. I don't know if you can do that legally since it's being deferred or not.
Mm-hmm. It's not deferred yet. I mean, the applicant could also withdraw the motion or the application. I don't think, you know, until there's no... This is one of those sort of difficult situations where there's no obligation to go on the record. I think there's no obligation to vote until there's something to vote on.
Well, and not even vote, but just like, this is our homes. I just recently put a lot of money into my home. I'm very happy where I am. But like I said, this gives us a level of instability of what the future brings because of such a bad experience with Clubhouse. So, as a resident, it would just help to maybe get feedback on what your feelings on a proposal like this would be. You know, and I don't know, like I said, I don't know if you can do it, but just as a resident to another resident, just because this kind of creates a turmoil.
We can't disclose our decision tonight, you know, individually unless we vote. But the concept, this person paid a fee to have this brought before us.
And if you can't, you can't.
They have requested a deferral.
Okay.
And if they come up with a different plan or something in the next meeting, we have to honor that.
Okay.
So that's where we sit at this point.
Okay.
Is there any other comments?
I will comment that there is, I mean, along with the music, along with people talking, just you don't even think of it, but being right there and being able to see it from my son's bedroom, clanking of dishes at the end of the night, cleaning up. There's so many more noises that you don't realize that come. So this restaurant, I would love this restaurant in Bettendorf, but not in my backyard. So I like the idea, just not where it's at. I think all of us would love to be, you know, patrons here, just not in our backyard. It's just too close. A lot of noise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ma'am. Hi, my name is Michelle Dunleavy, and I live at 2580 Lindenwood Drive, and my backyard is a little bit further down on the corner. Oddly enough, this just happened a few weeks ago. My family and I were enjoying dinner at the Crest restaurant, and we've eaten there several times, and my daughter says to me, Mom, I can see into your bathroom from the table inside the restaurant. Now, obviously, I had no idea this has been going on for a very long time, and it is completely super creepy. So my point being is, if I can see out, they have a chance to see in. And I'm talking, we were in the restaurant in Crust on the second edition that they put on. And I didn't believe her, and I literally sat there and I saw it. So my concern is, if they're sitting in, as Tyler showed you the picture, anybody can look into these children's bedrooms and see whatever's going on. But my concern is that whatever buffering that you try to attempt to bring, it's great, it's for noise. But without any viewing, any screening, it's going to be very hard. And I just certainly know that I was upset that day and continue to be. And I'm sure moving forward, if this does, it's going to be the same problem.
Thank you.
I'm Chris Brees. I'm at 2492 Lindenwood Drive, and I am the resident that spoke with Heather. And we had a conversation, and my concerns today are, Heather, maybe you can answer this immediately. When we spoke, you indicated that there would be 48 seats outside, 12 at the bar and 36 inside. Your proposal today has 25?
Yes, I reevaluated and did the layout of the space out there, and it will not accommodate that.
Okay. My concern is we came through the clubhouse, and that was supposed to be a great indoor golf facility. People that golf are look forward to it because, hey, it's going to be indoor golf. We can golf in the winter, and this is going to be awesome. And very slowly over time, it changed. And they wanted to be good neighbors, and Mike and I got to go to court because they were letting air out of our tires over the patio deal. Over time, it morphed. They were supposed to be good neighbors. It was supposed to be golf. Now it's a very loud bar. What something starts out at is not necessarily how it ends up. And that's in addition to all the other issues with the trash man at 5:30 in the morning. Last Friday night, my husband and I were sitting outside having a bonfire, and there were two people back across the fence, and I could hear their entire conversation. Two people. What's 25 going to be? As Tyler said, it doesn't matter how you configure that. The footprint of that building is not such. Maybe it will create a buffer from my house. I'm just a little farther down behind where the clubhouse used to be. Lori's house, Tyler's house, Michelle's house, front line of it. There's not a way to buffer it. The fence doesn't buffer it. The bushes don't buffer it. The noise is just what it is. And my concern is that what something starts out as can morph. And unfortunately, once something is there, as we all found out, it's very difficult to get rid of it if it becomes a nuisance. Thank you.
The board has put restrictions on different things as far as bans and hours of operation, and it comes back to this board within a year after operations, and it could be eliminated. So we wouldn't want someone to spend some money on a restaurant and then a year deny their permit. So this is something we have to look at for the long term, not the short term. And I think because you want to defer it, and if you come up with something different, we'd be happy to look at it. So I'll make a motion to defer this.
I'll second it.
Motion to second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Oh.
Present.
Gallagher?
Here.
Spranger?
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Is that a yes or a no?
Motion to defer is approved. Okay. We'll be back next month. Or whenever they want to bring it forward.
Back. Yeah, whenever they want to bring it forward.
They want to bring it back.
Yeah, here.
We are adjourned.